7 of the enormous primary crystals and 2 slightly smaller but incredible Arcturian crystals were relocated within the bulk transport systems of the underground tunnel system with help from Sirius B. 3 huge primary crystals were relocated to the Atlantean crystal fields of Arkansas. 2 were relocated to the underground crystal farms of Brazil in the areas of Bahia and Minas Gerais. 1 was relocated to underground chasm below Mount Shasta, and the Great Fire Crystal was placed underground in a chasm below the Bimini Bank in the Sargasso Sea. The 2 sacred Arcturian crystals were relocated in the chasms below the area of Tiahuanaco, Bolivia near Lake Titicaca. All 9 were put in dimensional locks, essentially powered down into energetic dormancy through the technology of the Sirians. Dozens of other master crystals were lost. The rest, in your vernacular, is history, poignant lost history from your mainstream perspective. Truly the paradox of the forgotten history is that it contains the most purposeful of lessons. Indeed, after a few months of being utilized for the thermal death ray technology, the Great Crystal Satellite overloaded, its anti-gravity cushion weakened, and it crashed with the accelerated velocity of a massive comet in a horrific explosion that devastated most of Og and critically weakened the tectonic stability of the Atlantean plate, vaporizing massive sections of substrata. The Great Crystal Satellite shattered into billions of fragmented crystalline shards, which now fill the deep trenches of the Atlantic. Massive clouds of dust and smoke erupted, hiding the sun. Waves of earthquakes and tsunamis devastated the island and sent great waves over 2/3 of area. Within minutes, the remaining power stations exploded with the strength of nuclear bombs. The remains of one such crystal power station explosion can be seen to this day in the area of northeast Brazil called Setsidades. Atlantis, and the eastern coast of Brazil and the western coast of Africa were devastated with subsequent earthquakes. Panic and havoc ensued for 3 weeks as the remaining dry areas shook and landmasses collapsed into the sea. The land bridge that connected Poseida and Og to the Yucatan remained above water initially and was literally filled with hundreds of thousands of Atlanteans frantically attempting to escape in a horrendous panic-filled exodus. Every type of seagoing vessel was filled with the surviving terrorized refugees. And then in one shattering gasp, the remaining lands collapsed downward into the sea. The displaced seas that became known as the Great Flood sent dozens of enormous tsunamis that spilled over South America, Africa, and Europe. It is a scene that has for many, many lifetimes plagued and darkened the memories of many of you, who were indeed a part of it. Dear ones, it is time to let it go. Intent and highest good. So many of you believe that everything happens as it should happen, as it is meant to be. Dear ones, that is not always the case. Things happen as they happen. As a set of many potentials. And indeed from the higher perspective events happen as they are intended to happen, and we stress the word intent. You are creators of your event horizons. But dear ones, events do not happen in the highest good until you create the highest good. The fall of Atlantis was not the highest good, and will not be until you recreate it as such. If all happened for highest good, you would not reincarnate. In the dramatic school of hologramic reality, you will cycle and recycle until you learn this. Do you understand, dear ones? Time and probability are a beautiful illusionary paradox. And this is why we tell you that the Golden Age of Atlantis is actually an event horizon from your future that you pulled into your seeming past.